Continue Bezat Hashem, what a zechut we have. We continue Bezat Hashem in the Sefer Tanya, Perek Mem Dalet. We begin Perek Mem Dalet, that's on page Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph. Vehine kol madregat, just a few minutes, Rabotai. Vehine kol madregat ahava mibet madregot elu, ahava rabba ve'avat olam. The last, in the last Perek, in Perek Mem Gimel, the Bala Tanya told us about the two levels of Ahavat Hashem. One is one what he called Ahava Rabba, great love, and one Ahavat Olam, a worldly love of Hashem in this world. He says these two categories of love of Hashem nechleket lekama bechinot u'madregot le'en ketz. There are endless levels of Ahavat Hashem. Kol chad lefum shi'ur adilei. Each one according to his capability. Each one according to his understanding. Whatever description of Ahavat Hashem we hear, we have to understand there are many levels in that. There are many steps. It's very comforting to hear that. It's also, it could be overwhelming. Wow, there's no end, he says. There's no end to the levels of Ahavat Hashem. But it also is very encouraging. That means that we should never give up. We should always try to work to attain love of Hashem in our heart, and we should know that whatever we are able to achieve is something, is a level. It's a level of Ahavat Hashem. It's part of the Midah of Ahava Rabba, part of the Midah of Ahavat Olam. Kol chad lefum shi'ur adilei, each one according to shi'ur shelo, according to his measure, according to what he can. Kemo shekatu b'Zohar HaKadosh. As it says in the Zohar HaKadosh al Pasuk, on the Pasuk in Mishle, Noda basha'arim ba'ala da kutsha berichu. Noda basha'arim ba'ala. Her husband is known at the gates. Okay? The Pshuto shel Mikra is, the husband of the Eshet Chayil is known, has a good reputation, basha'arim. Basha'arim is where all the Batei Dinim were. He has a good name among all the Talmidei Chachamim. It's also a praise to the Eshet Chayil. But the Zohar Kadosh explains, Ba'ala is going on Kutsha Berichu, on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Noda, Hashem is known, Bashe'arim, at the gates. But you know, if you know Hebrew, so in Hebrew, Lesha'er, in Hebrew, Lesha'er means, conjecture, to think. Ani Mesha'er, I imagine, I think. Right? Shi'ur is an amount of thought. Is a measure of thought. So noda basha'arim ba'ala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's ba'ala, is noda, he is known, he is loved. Basha'arim, there are many sha'arim. There are many gates of chokhmah, of understanding of the heart that lead to Ahavat Hashem. De'iu ityeda v'idabak lechol chad lefum madim shayar belibe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is known and is close to each one according to his level of understanding. That's a very comforting word to learn from the Zohar. If we have to do what we can. We have to do whatever we are able with our capacity, with our understanding, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close with us. We reach a certain sha'ar in our heart with him. He's there. Noda basha'arim ba'ala. V'lachen nikra'im d'chilu uchim u'anistarot l'Hashem Elokeinu. That's why, that we find that dechilu urchimu, the fear and love of Hashem, that's dechilu urchimu, ken dechilu ze ira, rechimu ze ava, are called hanistarot l'Hashem Elokeinu. They're under the category of that which is hidden is known only by Hashem. V'torah u'mitzvot hen haniglot lanu ulvanenu. Torah mitzvot, the actions of Torah, learning Torah and doing mitzvot, that's haniglot, that's the open, that's the revealed, lanu luvanenu. You know, the chilu urchimu are things that a person does in his heart. Fear of Hashem, love of Hashem, this is in one's heart. That's hanistarot. Nobody knows another person's level of yirat Hashem or ahavat Hashem. Torah mitzvot, these are things that are done on the outside, so that's haniglot. These are all out in the open. Aniglot lanu ulvanenu. Ki Torah achat u'mishpat echad lekulanu bekiyum kol haTorah mitzvot bivchinat maaseh. When it comes to maaseh, right? Everybody does it the same. When it comes to action, right? It's a fascinating thing. You could stand next to the Gdol Ador, let's say, for Shachrit. He's doing the same thing you're doing. You're putting on the same tefillin. Ever thought of that? Right? Imagine you go to pray. Oh, I'm going to pray Shachrit by the Gedol HaDor. Wow. Ah, oh, he's also taking out tefillin. We do the same thing. Very nice. When it comes to Maaseh, we're all the same. Ki Torah achat u'mishpat echad lekulanu bekiyum kol haTorah u'mitzvot bivchinat Maaseh. We all sit in the sukkah. We all eat the same matzah. We all put on the same tefillin. Masheinkem bitchilu chimu. However, when it comes to levels of ahava and yirah, shehem lefi adat et Hashem shebamoach valev. That's according to the dat et Hashem, to the level of understanding Hashem that's in our mind and heart. Ah. Now the Baal HaTanya is going to teach us something very important. He's going to talk to us about Ahavat Hashem that every Jew has deep in his heart. Ach achati ahava, there is one level of love of Hashem, haklula mikol b'chinot u'madregot ahava rabba ve'ahavat olam, that includes in it all the levels of ahava rabba in ahavat olam, v'yishava lechol nefesh mi'Yisrael. And it is accessible to all Jews, to all nefashot of Am Yisrael. V'yirusha lanu me'avotenu. And we received it in our genes from Avotenu. A certain Ahavat Hashem, which the Baal HaTanya is going to teach us how to bring it out. How to bring out the love of Hashem that every Jew inherited from our forefathers. Based on what the Zohar HaKadosh says on the Pasuk, Nafshi iviticha balayla. David HaMelech says, Hashem, my nefesh desires you at night. Nafshi iviticha balayla. At night time, I yearn for you. I desire you, Hashem. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Deyarchim lekutsha berichu, Rechimuta de nafsha verucha, to love Hashem, a love of nefesh and ruach, kemadi it dabeku ilen begufa, just like the nefesh and ruach clings to the body, vegufa rachimlon, and the body loves them because of that. Which means like this. Does the body love the nefesh? Of course it does. The moment the body feels the nefesh is leaving, lo alenu, gets into a state of panic. No. Right? The body wants the nefesh to stay because he wants to stay alive. Right? So, we don't realize it. We love life. We take it for granted. We're used to it. You know, every second, we are receiving something that we love more than anything else in the world. Every second. And what is that? Life. Every second we have life. Life, we love more than anything in the world. What won't we do for life, right? The only reason we're not, you know, dancing every second, mitoch simcha ilait, is because we're used to it. We're used. What are you telling us? Ze pashut. We don't need to hear this. That's how we're trained. But the body knows a little bit better. The body, the instincts, right, is constantly working to make sure that the nefesh stays in the body. In fact, that's how the Rama explains what does it mean, rofechol basar mafli la'asot, the connection between the nefesh and the guf that is so vital for us. So the Zohar HaKadosh says on the pasuk v'nafshi iviticha balayla, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same love that the guf loves the nefesh. Look what he says here. Vezeu shekatuv nafshi iviticha. This is what David HaMelech is saying. I love you with my soul. Nafshi iviticha. Klomar, meaning, mipene sheata Hashem nafshi v'chayay ha'amitim. Because you, Hashem, you are my nefesh. You are my real life. Lachen iviticha. Therefore, I love you. Pirush, she'ani mit'ave, ve'ta'ev lecha. David HaMelech, imagine, David HaMelech is saying to Hashem, I desire you, Hashem, ke'adam ha'mit'ave lechaye nafsho. Like a person who desires the life of his spirit. U'kshu halash u'mu'uneh. When a person is weak and he's suffering, mit'ave ve'ta'ev she'tashuv nafsho elav. We just fasted a few days ago. Omnam, it was a short fast. Maybe some of us hardly felt it. Okay, still, it's a fast, right? So now, you feel the pangs of hunger. You feel, you know, you're starting to feel weak. And you're desiring your nefesh to come back, right? Says David HaMelech, that's nafshi v'iticha. That's how I desire you, Hashem, because I understand that it's you who are chayai ha'amitim. You are the reason for my life. You are my life. So I desire you like the body desires. V'chen keshu olech lishon. Interesting. It says when a person goes to sleep, right, we're tired and our eyes start to close and we can't help it. You could take the pinzeta, liftoach, lo yazo, ken? Ha'inayim misgarot. They're closing, right? Why are the eyes closing? Because the body wants its nefesh. I need to rest now. Stop with your shenanigans. I need to go to sleep. I need to, or else you're gonna, you know. So it, look, he's saying something. We never think of this. Keshu olech lishon, mitaveh v'hafetz shetashuv nafsho elav kishiyom yishenato. The body wants the nefesh to come back. We desire that life again. And therefore, the body's telling us to go to sleep. David HaMelech says, that's how I desire you, Hashem, the life, the true life of all lives. I want to bring the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into me. That's what it means. Nafshi iviticha balayla. David HaMelech says, I desire you, Hashem, at night. At night, I desire you so much that I wake up and I learn Torah. Because I know that learning Torah at night, that's the way to be mamshich. That's the way to bring the light of Hashem into me. Just like the body wants the nefesh to stay, I want Hashem in me. I want Hashem to be with me. So that's why I learned the Torah with that kavanah, with that desire. I learned the Torah, especially at night. Nafshi v'iticha balayla, de'oraita v'kud shabrichu kol achad. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah is one. You want Hashem? Sit down and learn. Sit down and learn Torah. You learn, you open a sefer, you're having Hashem right with you. Hashem is right with us. להמשיכו בקרבי, כמו שכתב הזוהר שם, אז הזוהר הקדוש says, דבאי ברנש, מריחימות הדיקוצה בריחו, למקם בכל אליה להשתדלה בפולחני הצפרה. The Zohar HaKadosh says that a person is required out of love for Hashem to wake up every night to learn Torah. Now, okay, we don't necessarily wake up in the middle of the night, let's say, in the middle of our sleep to learn. Aval, we do learn. We do learn Torah. That learning of Torah, we have to fill it up with Ahavat Hashem. When we open up a sefer to learn, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu with me. Just like I want life. You know why? Because He is life. He is Chayeh HaChayim. Don't forget those three words. Chayeh HaChayim HaAmitiyim. He is the life of all life in truth. In truth, in reality, He is the life of all life. So therefore, when we say, I want to live, right? David HaMelech, one of the most common themes in Tehillim, one of the most frequent ideas that come up is, Hashem, give me life. Lo amut ki echye, ken ma betza benafshi bedami, gered el shachat. All the time, David HaMelech is always asking, give me life. What he's asking is, I want you, Hashem. Nafshi iviticha balayla. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayeh hachayim ha'amitim. Says the Baal HaTanya, this exercise of love of Hashem, now he's going to say it different. Now he's going to say it different. So he gave us exercise one. Exercise one, how to bring out the ahava, the innate ahava that we have as Jews, is to imagine, to picture, you love life, you want to live, connected. That's how much you have to love Hashem. Love Hashem. Take out the word life, put in it Hashem. That's how it has to be. Imagine that. So can you imagine? He's saying it's both, it's kalu, it's kolel ahavat olam and ahavah rabba. This is something we can all do, he says. Every Jew, if he thinks this thought, he will all of a sudden see that he has in him a resource of love of Hashem that he never knew that he has in him. Yechol lehafil et haneshama lehotzi et ahavat Hashem sheyesh lanu betiviyut meavotenu. Im adam yachshov leatzmo, kshu ra'ev, lemashal. Or kshu ayev, when a person's tired, when a person's hungry. So don't just think about it as, I need food. Chaval. I can't food, that's the tzura gufanit. But what you really are calling out for is Hashem. Ki hu chaye chayim ha'amitiyim. Nu ze lo kedai. It's not worth it to come and hear these words. Opens up our eyes, opens up our heart. Me'od chashuv. Very important. Maybe two more minutes, Abotai. Okay? And one more pack. Ve'ahava rabba u'gdola mizu. There's another greater love of Hashem. Exercise number two. And it's also mesuteret. Bechol nefesh miYisrael birusha meavotenu. It is also in our system ever since, by inheritance from Avotenu HaKedoshim. Ma shekatu b'raya mehemna. You know, in Zohar HaKadosh, from time to time, there are sections that are called Raya Mehemna, the loyal shepherd, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning the Zohar HaKadosh many times is quoting the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. The neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu speaking, that's Raya Mehemna. You have sections like that in the Zohar. So the Raya Mehemna says the following. Kibra de ishtadal batar avoy ve'ime derachim lon yatir migarme ve'nafshe veruche. Like a son who does everything for his parents because he loves them more than himself. So it says over there in that piece of Zohar HaKadosh that I'm just going to quote it from the bottom. If you look in the footnote Zayin, it says, "Kam ra'aya mehemna." Moshe Rabbeinu got up and he said, "V'ishtatach kame kutsha beruchu bacha." He cried to Hashem and he said, "Ken yehera ava dile diyachshiv li kevar." I yiratzom lefanecha Hashem, may it be your will that you should look at me like your son. Moshe Rabbeinu is praying to Hashem, Hashem, every good thing that I do should be accepted to you like a son who is doing it out of love for his father. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh is saying, that the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu is praying with such a love. Derachim lon yatir migarme venavshe ruche. Anything that a son who loves his parents, anything that he has, is considered like nothing. Just the main thing to do the will of his father. So back up in the text. Ki halo av echad lekulan. We all have one father. Avinu shebashamayim. ואף כי מי הוא זה ואיזה הוא אשר ערב ליבו לגשת להשיג אפילו חלק אחד מני אלף ממדרגת אהבת ראיה מהמנה. Who are we kidding? He says. Of course, who is going to say that he can even reach a percent of the love of Moshe Rabbeinu Raya Mehemna? Mikol makom, but still, Rabotai, he says, Hare efes katzehu, veshemetz minhu, merov tuvo veoro, meir lichlalut Yisrael bechol dov ador. Remember, he said this before. That there is a efes katzehu, there is a little bit of that spark of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu that lightens up the neshamot of all the Jews for all generations. Kamo shekatu betikunim, as it says, the itpashtute, the neshama Moshe Rabbeinu spreads bechol dara vedara in all generations le'anharalon, to enlighten their hearts. We have a light of the emunah, of the love of Hashem, of Moshe Rabbeinu in us. And how do we just light up that spark? By remembering ki av echad lekulanu. Says veda rak she'ara zo mivchinat Esther ve'elem gadol benafshot kol bet Yisrael. It's just that we don't realize we have it because it's hidden in us. But ulehotzi ahava zo amsuteret me'elem va'Esther el hagalui liyot bitgalut nibo mocho lo niflet ve'lo nechokai. But it's not far fetched to take out that ahava mesuteret belibenu and to bring it to the forefront. El hakarov hadavar me'od beficha ubilvavecha. It is close to us with our mouth and with our heart. How? What does that mean? The Hainu. Now listen carefully what he says. Lihiot ragil al leshono ve kolo, לעורר כוונת ליבו ומוחו, להעמיק מחשבתו בחיי החיים אין סוף ברוך הוא, כי הוא אבינו ממש האמיתי ומקור חיינו. He says, we have, you know how we can get it out of our system and bring it up to our heart, more and more into our mind, to really feel it? By saying it over and over again. By constantly repeating it and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's my life, he's my life. Now you don't mean it. You don't mean it. You don't mean it. You still have a lot to still get there. But you say it anyway. Imagine, right? How do you talk? How does a grandfather talk to his grandson or granddaughter? Tachayim sheli, right? You're in Hebrew like that. Betach in other languages also. You're my life, right? Imagine saying that to Hashem. Imagine. Nobody's listening. It's only between you and Hashem. Hashem, you're my life. Imagine saying that. Now, you might say to yourself, what am I? I'm not being real. I'm being a faker, right? What do I think I'm saying? You're not being a faker. The Bala Tanya is saying, you're not being fake. You know why you're not being fake? Because you really have that in you. You are just trying to get it out. We have that love of Hashem in us. It's just a matter of bringing it out to the forefront. And the way to do that is beficha. To speak, liyot ragil, he says, to be in the habit, aleshono, we should always say it, vekolo, say it loud, leorer kavanat libo, to awaken the kavanah of our heart, lehaamik machshavto bechaye achayim, to delve into the thought, think about it from time to time, how Hashem is our life, Hashem is our breath. That's why it's so good to read Tehillim. You read Tehillim, now unfortunately we read Tehillim, like a rakevet, like a train, you know. But if you look at the word sometimes he says to Hashem, Tzuri, Chelki. He says, Hashem, you are your. Nafshi v'ticha b'layla. He was enraptured with the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have that in us. We have that in us. So it's not a fake. Ki hu avinu mamash, he's our father. U'mekor chayenu. U'le'orer elav ahava ke'avat ha'ben el ha'av. And to awaken, to bestir our heart with love, like a son to his father. When a person will be in the habit of thinking about that and saying the words, we have a rule. Hergel na'asa teva. Habit becomes part of the personality. Even if it looks to you like, ah, well, it's just imagination, I don't really mean it. Lo yachush, he says. Lo yechbat, don't care about that. Because it's really true, because of that which we have in us. If we have it in us, so why do I have to bring it out? We have to bring it out because it encourages us to do the ma'asim of esek ha-torah ve'amitzvot shelomed umkayem al yedei zeh kedei la'asot nachat ruach lefanav yitbarach keben ha'oved etzel aviv, like a son who serves his father. Ve'al zeh amru, and we'll end with this. This is what Chachamim say in Kiddushin. Machashava tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarefa lema'aseh. A good thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it like an act. What does that mean? Liyot gatfin lefaracha. Remember, we said, what are the wings of the mitzvot? The wings of the mitzvot are dechilu in chimu. Yeah, but I'm bringing it up, but I'm faking myself away. What kind? These are fake wings. These are plastic wings. I don't really mean it. I'm just saying I love. I'm just saying I fear. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the machshava tova umtzarefa lemaaseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a good thought and he makes it into an act that it is gatfin leparacha. Ve'anachat ruach hu kemashal simchat ha-melech. We'll continue from here, Bezat Hashem, next time.